This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Yesterday, Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke laid out the Fed's new economic stimulus plan. It's round three of so-called quantitative easing. The Fed will buy $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities every month. David Gura joins us live now from Washington with more. Good morning, David.
Morning, Stacey.
David, what's the Fed's goal here?
Well, the focus is on the housing sector. The Fed is buying mortgage-backed securities, hoping that'll drive down interest rates. That could get more Americans to buy homes and build houses and refinance mortgages. Economists say the Fed knows the housing market is still a problem, and for the whole economy to recover, Stacey, the housing market's got to recover.
What kind of a timetable did the Fed give for this?
Well, not much of one. That's the short answer. There's no set end date. Ellen Zettner is a senior economist at Nomura Securities, and she says the Fed's open-endedness sends a strong message about what it's trying to do.
We're going to be there and do more as long as it takes to get the unemployment rate down.
And that's part of what the Fed's mandate is, maximum employment. I should add that in the Fed statement yesterday, there's no real indication of what success is. Ken Kuttner teaches economics at Williams College, and he wonders what the Fed's goal is for the country's unemployment rate.
It could be 7, it could be 6, it could be somewhere in between. Where this ends up is not really known.
So if there's no real sense of what success is, are we going to maybe see more stimulus, another round of quantitative easing maybe?
Well, it's not out of the question. Ellen Zentner of Nomura Securities said she expects at least another round of this early next year. But, Stacey, if these bond-buying programs continue, if there's a QE4, a QE5, and so on, that could affect how well they work. Investors could start to take this kind of stimulus for granted.
David Gura in Washington. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Stacey.